Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Join firmly Lazarus, and he takes you on a journey into God's own word. It's building time, building time.
You know, we just believe God, and maybe the Holy Ghost will choose to move. It's not that maybe he will choose to move, it's that he will move. But that's how we stand. When you went to worship, he said, you know, there are some prayer points you used to come and pray on this altar, and it must stop. Say, Lord, let's fight our unfaithfulness. Why would you remain unfaithful? Your question. We are that speck of dust that comes from you, baby. I am not. I used to be that there before. They are calling to something on me, and I was deceived. So stop being weak. Stand. Who is the wise man but the one who builds his house upon a what? A rock. What is the rock? The rock is not just scriptures. The rock is not just scriptures. The rock is not what you read in your Bible. The rock is a revelation. Matthew 16. You are Peter. And I said to you, upon this rock I will build my church. The rock of the revelation of Jesus as Christ. So a righteous man builds his destiny on the rock of revelation of God in the Spirit. And that's a wise man. And that's how to be wise. Gideon was eating wheat under an oak tree. And God came to him and said, oh mighty man of valor. That moment he ceases from being a weakling, he becomes a mighty man. Because when God speaks it, the enemy is overcoming the released. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! Amen. Amen. Say I'm not weak.
I'm not weak.
Say that.
There's one question. The question I gave the
notice in Revelation. The moment somebody asked me that question, I start thinking twice. The Lord, what did you say in the present? Someone should ask, why me? Why? I don't know. Why me? Let me love you. So you don't see a grace of God in your life. Say, why me? I don't like me, please. That's so unknown. I'm so surprised. I don't know why me. Don't ask the guy why me. You say why me? You should not recognize what is on your life. You don't have to say, ah, this person is just go higher than me. So, why me? Why me? God has required us to have help from me. So, what? See what I'm saying here? When God speaks, you believe it. Why? Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus saw me here. Paul and Peter said to the man that was using good gifts, he said, silver and gold, we have nothing with you. But such as I have, he didn't say such as I will receive. You must believe you have it. Such as I have, give I thee. Jesus said, go to the wall, heal the sick, cleanse the leper. He didn't say the Holy Ghost will come and heal the sick. You have the Holy Ghost to get the doctor. And then you get to the sea and say, Holy Ghost, come and heal the sea. That's why they're all healed. And you speak the word of the Lord. I command to you in the name of Jesus. Edith is gone. Papa, that's his source for you. I get to my father's house. And I want to instruct somebody in the house, walking in the house. I can't say, Daddy said. I said. Because by the right of being a child, I have a responsibility again. And I have a right. So I said, stop that job. Go and rest. Daddy doesn't have to say it. The same spirit that told me that is in me. He brought me up. We have the same function. So when we get to the sick, I command. Is it the only ghost command? You are not angels. Michael could tell the devil that the Lord rebuked you, but you are not Michael. You can tell the devil, I rebuke you because the Lord said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You are not Michael. And I say, the Lord speak. The Lord said, my word is in your mouth. Speak forth. God, why did God place his word in your mouth? For you will know what that is. When you speak, then I'll speak. Elijah said, by my word, there shall be no end in Israel. Never shall be with you. And God said, by my word, food. And these are sons, not weaklings, not the ones who are scrambling. David stood before Goliath and he saw a man who had a loophole. And then he stand and then he said, the word of the Lord comes to us always pregnant. It is pregnant with the capacity, the ability to enter into you and take you to the world. Did you see in Ezekiel 2 that he said the word entered into me and stood me up on my feet? That's what the word of the Lord comes. It shifts you from the place you used to be, a man who has faith, For the one who believes the word of the Lord, if you can't believe it, you can't do it. So there is no justification for unbelief. And many of us are not used of God, not because we are not righteous, not because we don't pray in tongues, but just because we just won't stand. Hallelujah! Tell your neighbor, say stand! And look at the way you are saying, say stand! I stand in the might of the Lord. Amen!
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We might be thrilled, you know, in our spirits. You know, this same thing that is talking here, if you come around me, you just don't see that. How does he do all these things? He's just quiet all day. But what they are here, but what is that last thing? See what I'm saying? He's allowed. And he said, and this is just the way I am. And this is just the way I am. And that's the way you are chosen to be. That is not in the way you have made it to be. Why do we have so many people who cannot pull down the kingdom of darkness? They just won't believe it. Look at it. When Moses told some Israelites, including Joshua and Caleb, to go spy the land, when these men came, they said, "The Lord who delivered us from the Egyptians is well able to put these men into our hands." He said, "They are not able to grasp us." And so men came and said, "Lord, don't believe them all. Don't believe these guys. When we got there, we saw the sons of the Anakite. They were so tall, we were grasshoppers in their sight. All what they said they were, they became." Those who said they were grasshoppers became grasshoppers. Those who said we could take the land, they took the land. But what is the message? He said, "These men have another spirit." Not too many people have another spirit. When you see men standing, they are eagles, they are phenomenal in their territory. Not general birds, not the general pastor, not the casual, just one guy with the microphone preaching, adding to the statistics of men around us. I don't think they are only aspects. So when God says, "Son, I'm sending you forth with my word, go start the church," I said to the Lord, "I will not go except to give you what is different. Give me a touch that is distinct. Something real." That's what we need. When God says, "This is what I'm doing," from that moment you start seeing yourself in the reality of what He's doing. That's how you start. And the Bible said in Luke 4, verse 19 to 20, that everywhere Jesus went to minister, He began to say those words. That is when Jesus comes to minister in your church, He first tells you, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. For He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." And He announced the activity of the Spirit in His life. Do you know the uniqueness of the activity of God in your life? Do you talk about it? Do you even believe it? Do you even feel there's something unique about you? Many would not believe. I know the operation of the Spirit in my life. Come on. I say it. Do you understand that? However, how malformed or unformed the life of a person is, come around. But willing to come. Something will change. However, how dead an atmosphere is, just release the microphone and be ready to pull that stuff. In seconds, you're able to begin. Now, I know these operations, and as you keep talking about the operations of God's Spirit in your life, you become more rooted in it. But what's our place as Christians? We've been taught wrongly about humility. So we say, if the Lord chooses to move today, then we'll see His hand. Maybe, you know, you want to preach, you are not even coming from the point of certainty that in this message, God will raise men on their feet. And you are coming, if the Lord chooses to do these things, so be it. If He doesn't choose to do it, so be it. And God is saying, you are not standing. The word of the Lord must set you on your feet first before it sets the people around you. You must believe it. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You must believe it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So you don't weep. You don't prostrate. And just say, I don't know why the Lord has chosen you. I don't know why the Lord has chosen me. I don't, if you have said I don't know why, for a while, keep quiet and then begin to respond. But I don't spend 3 years saying I don't know why. Huh? If you don't see it in your life, you cannot manifest it. How do you expect to go manifest the glory of God that you have set in your life? Everything God speaks to you, you don't see yourself in that light. And then you just want to go out. Having denied his ability in you, then you want to go and manifest the same ability. Come on now. See what you do. Everything God speaks to you in your process, you doubt them throughout. Then you come out and say, now I want to do. And that's why you do and you don't see results. Do you see results when you do like that? Hallelujah! You know, when I told Jibola to come minister his name, he said something and I said, that's correct. He said, this is what I've always wanted to do all my life. Now that's the spirit. Huh? Are you getting what I'm saying here? You know what I'm saying? I'm just so scared. I won't do anything. It's not fear. We are after the altar of the life of the bride of Judah. There's no fear. That's our nomenclature. There's no fear. That's the nature of the time. There's no fear. We are not lambs. He died as a lamb. We're all as a lion. There's no fear. Jesus wasn't scared of resurrection. He wasn't even scared of death. How should we fear? The spirit we have is not the spirit that led me into death, but the spirit that raised me from the dead.
Quiet
and see your word. That's not right. If God is your boyfriend, And when you say yes, we take you for granted. You say yes sometimes, and that's how it pressures. You know what I'm saying now? We bring the mentality of the head to the system of God. Now when the guy is asking a girl out, and say, I want to give the yes sometimes. Say, so Lord, you look at me like I'm weak. You give the Lord yes sometimes. That's what it means to be strong. Are you getting what I'm saying here? The Lord is not your boyfriend. He's your God. So when God tells you that I do sometimes, it looks like I've always wanted to be. Are you seeing that that's right for him? That's your ego. So you give the Lord hopes. I say, Lord, I'm still preparing. I'm still trying. Who told you you will succeed on the basis of your own ability? Now take off his strength, pull off your garment, they are too heavy. Let the Lord give it to us when you need one kind. Sometimes they just need 5 stones and your sleeve. And that's all you will need for one kind is what has been placed in your hands. You must believe it. If you sing, you will not let your mama preach. Keep singing and I'll move on the songs. And sometimes they feel like trying to step up higher. Do you get what I'm saying? See, it's time to step up. If what you do is you can have given the word of grace, you will not tell him to come and come. Speak for the word. The question of the Lord when he comes up in man is, what is in your hands? And there was a place where you want to launch it. He said, put it down to the neck to the right side of the sea. Do you get what I'm saying here? And then we look at ourselves and say, Lord, we even make Jesus. And tell our friends. But I perceive the call of God is upon me, and I feel God is calling me. But you know, I don't want it to look like maybe I've always wanted to pray to it. And we say all sorts of things like God is calling me, but you know, I want to first go out and get the certificate and get that one, and then you know, later when I get married, and then I can, you know, we talk like one who doesn't know the essence of things. It is good to be satisfied, but they can't satisfy you. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! Say stand! Say it again, say stand! So when the Lord speaks, I used to be here before, I stand in what he has said. This Mary carrying pregnancy of Jesus and telling her that everything is fine for it. Or liver cirrhosis. She believed it. She believed it. Blessed is she that believes. She doesn't have a performance of what is spoken to her. If she doesn't believe, it will be something else. Mingled. Not a child. Not Jesus. The king of faith is not a woman of the king of faith. You must believe it. He said it in there. You must believe it. Zachariah was not going to see what the Lord was saying. He was a priest. He was in the holies of holies. The word came. But he was not going to believe. It was not mixed with spirit in his heart. But because this was an agenda of God and it was come by a message. And then Gabriel said, you don't understand. This is not our culture. No doubt the words here. I am Gabriel. I stand before the Lord. And I speak to you. You will not be able to speak again until this is me. Meaning that if you don't, if you speak, you will interrupt the process. So be quiet and let it be done. Do you know what I'm saying here? Please step aside. If you notice you can't believe all what he says, step aside. Pray, don't speak unbelief and later complain that I don't know why God is using that person. Because that person believes. Many of us are okay. Why some of you are being holy and you are saying the things God is saying and not going back to believe? So what belief is one man? First man, once God is saying is one time. Once I spoke, twice. I don't know how to say Lord speak again. He has trained me. But no importance. His voice aligns with his word. They can't be separated. There is a spirit of the Lord. It calls in response when God speaks. We identify these things. I never want to say that. He said, Lord, God has been speaking to me from this for like 10 years ago, but I've been trying to believe the Lord was speaking. You won't do it. As a matter of fact, somebody has been in faith. Stand on your feet and hear the words of the Lord. Amen. Let me show you something. Turn the Bibles with me, Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians 6.
You will receive it. It comes, but you just won't believe it. And you have to say, when you will develop in the syllabus in your tongue, you
for his two clean dying. The realm of the spirit is not for those who are dead, it's for divers. And they said to the Nebuchadnezzar, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. And that's the language of men of the spirit. Most of us are too careful. And I start counting calories. You've been saying that for 20 years, and you've not stopped counting. But then there are more operations in tongues. You know, your tongue is a language. It is mystery to a carnal man. You got to be like, oh, we are not spirit of God, therefore we know all things. And we enter into different languages in tongues. Just like we are people. We have no problem, we have outside. Have you noticed that you are very conscious of even in tongues, you are better than another language in tongues? You're not afraid to that extent. You don't use it.
Very good culture, and that's why God never compared himself with the thief. He said, I'm the lion of the tribe of Judah. I'm the lion. You know, God also compared himself with a man. He said, I'm the man of war. Not the civilian, the man of war. There are some men who are not godly, not because they are not living a holy life, but because they are not men of war. When the day of adversity comes, they faint. They don't faint.
When storms come, eagles don't run away. The storm is a leverage for a new level. The storm leads them into altitude they've never flown in before. And they mount on the wings of the wind. And they swing on it. And then you run from the storm. Each storm should make you see what you have not seen before. You mount on it. But we must wait for our wings to be renewed like eagles. And when the storm comes, we go close to the storm. Strong to the storm. David did stand when Goliath was strong. He cast sword to life. Everybody else saw his suicide mission. But when he launched his storm, God launched into him. David didn't stand for Goliath. He didn't stand to pray. And that's not the culture. Sometimes you get to the place and then you are beginning to pray. I'm going to say, what are you saying? And that was what Moses was doing for the rest. He was trying to pray. But God said, leave this man that made pain worse in my head. Tell the people that they go forward. And you think you have been hungry. And I say, and I kneel down before this shrine, and I demolish this shrine. Go ahead with the shrine. Get away and you have to cover the idols. And God said, that's my son. You see a sacrifice on the road. And I say, I'm not the best prayer. I pray. I'm this and that. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. What nonsense! We live in the blood. We soak in the blood. We drink the blood. And you get what I'm saying now? And then you eat the covering now that will not make you inoculated against the works of the devil. You get what I'm saying now? And this is our reality. We will not come to a shrine and say, in the name of Jesus, not to be followed of you. Now start gathering it. That's why faith is not a product of reading the Bible. You must see something. Do you understand that? Say you must see something. When you see it, you don't fear again. And all what Elijah saw, said, may your eyes of understanding be enlightened, that you may know that he that is with us is more than he that is with them. He saw it. Hallelujah! Say, stand!
I'm
a man of war! You know, we have a program and I say, you are ministering next 20 minutes program. Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor.
You say, oh, Pastor, oh, why me? Why is it like that?
Say, it's a number.
What do you want to say? I don't care about your business. Who will go for us? Is that the matter to you? Is that the one that I take business? We seek a man.
And then you look at the troubles ahead. And then you look at your firm defense. I say, Lord, what am I waiting for? Speak to me that I go forward. And the reality of God. The culture of men of the spirit. And I say, you know, we invite men to come and minister in your meeting. And then they come and then they kneel down and they say, Lord, we call upon the Ancient of Days. If you will move today. And then some of us are crazy enough to enter. And then there's somebody here, let me speak with you, some of us will kill us out. And then this man has not even prayed. This man has not even prayed so proud. He's still down there with your humility that he's not making anything for you. You know, there's this man, Bishop David, who called me. I was under his administration, Amazing Grace Church in Kano, the Ephesians 6. I didn't know Bishop used to be powerful until I saw him. And he came with his bishopric cloth, with his cap. And then it was not even time for him to minister. The choir were singing when he entered. But it was the church of his friend. And he went to pick the microphone and said, in the choir, there's somebody here called blessing. Come forward. And she came forward, and all he did was to talk about day in your day. And she was under the influence of our words. And these are men of war. Go to lay hands on the sea and say, can I just go and can I just join and lay hands on this thing? Don't impart the Holy Ghost and you are taking us around. I don't know if the Holy Ghost will move or not. You don't know. You don't know. He will move or not move. Sometimes some of us just call people out and we blow follow them and the power of God follow, if we don't bring people to follow, we don't follow. We have the same spirit. But what we are doing within is different. Do you understand here? Simply he comes to the top. And sometimes just wear his suit. His suit is not different. But somebody has been crazy enough to believe when I give God for the same. And I decided to wear the suit over 20 years and lined up. And then they are rushing, stop. Hey! And this one is here saying, ah, Father, I beg. Lord, maybe. Any word containing doubt, angels do not understand. They have given the voice of your command. It has to be a command. Move now, God. That's a command. That's what?
I'm
not weak.
I'm not weak.
When I sing, I call forth the glory. When I stand to preach or teach, I bring down the grace of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, we are not weak.
We stand.
Say it again. Say, I'm not weak.
I'm not weak.
I don't have false humility. I stand in the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we stand, we are not standing like goats. We are not standing like leopards. We are not standing like tigers. We are standing like Christ is standing. Standing firm in it. So we enter into places, into things, and we are not thinking maybe God will choose for me today. Every day is the Lord's day. The day I believe is my day. So God is there for me today. I'm saying maybe today is not the day the Lord will move. Every day a man believes God moves. That must work. Today is not the Lord's day. Who told you that?
Para la mano. Oh,
Lord for my life. I have not lived towards this. I have not lived.